Xcel Energy has outlined what it's going to do with the money it saved from federal tax cuts. At an informal hearing before the Public Service Commission, the utility proposed to return the $9.7 million it saved in 2018 from the tax cuts to customers in a refund. That was for the 2017 tax year.
The impact to the typical residential customer is going to be about $46, somewhere in there, which is, you know, well over half of a typical electric bill.
Xcel senior regulatory consultant Dave Cedarquist says the company will also agree not to file a rate increase before January 1st, 2020.
And this extends the period that the company has not increased rates to 5 years.
Cedarquist told the PSC the company will also lower its allowed rate of return and will refund money earned over that cap in the next 2 years. To pay for it, Xcel wants to keep the money it would have paid at the higher federal rate for those next 2 years.
My first goal was going to be to, you know, since it's not needed for taxes, get it back to the ratepayers.
Commissioner Julie Fedorchuk says she has some concerns about that, but she called it a balancing act.
There's some protections there that are significant that I'm weighing now.
Since it was an informal hearing, the PSC did not act on the proposal. It will do so at a later date. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.